Eileen Mitnick and Allie Baldwin are here to talk about Bride Pride that takes place July 22nd in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Eileen and Ollie.
Hi.
Tell us about Bride Pride.
Bride Pride is the world's largest all-girl lesbian wedding and renewal, and it takes place in Provincetown in July. It's now in its second year.
Well, Bride Pride, it was born really out of Allie and I just wanting to renew our vows when we moved to Provincetown. And then we decided, we're very passionate about bringing more women into town. And we always get ourselves involved in different events. So we decided to take a beautiful romantic renewal for two, maybe four, and open it up to the entire planet. And we did it during Women's Week when we knew thousands of women would be coming into town. So we turned a personal event, a milestone event, into a Provincetown milestone event.
Tell us about who will be conducting the ceremonies.
Kate Clinton, who is an award-winning comedian and political activist who spends half her time in New York City and half her time in Provincetown, is an ordained minister as well. So she will be performing the nuptials.
What events do you have planned?
Well, right now, while this is not a traditional wedding, so to speak, there are some traditional elements. So we are having a full-blown ceremony, as we say, is being officiated by Kate Clinton. We have some incredible talent who will be part of the ceremony. We're bringing in a singer-songwriter from Canada named Amy Bishop, who's got a soulful, stunning sound. We are bringing in a group of 10 women called the Drama Queens. That's not drama, that's drama. D-R-U-M-M-A, who will be doing kind of a spiritual tribal drum circle, which is going to be very exciting. We are hosting a shower the day before. The Sea Glass Inn and Spa here in town is the sponsor of a Bride Pride ceremony. We wanted to give these ladies an opportunity to meet each other before they stand next to each other.
Unlike a traditional wedding, where you arrive and you know everybody in the wedding party, these women are coming from across the country and planet, so they haven't met. We wanted to have an opportunity for them to spend a little time to get to know each other before the wedding. And we really had, as a part of this dream and vision, to have women meet here and then come back to Provincetown. And the women that married last year have stayed connected and have formed friendships and are still in touch.
Well, you mentioned about last year that you did this event. How many couples were married at that time?
53 couples, 106 women. It's good to have an even number.
The women came from 15 states across the country, and we actually had two women from Canada as well, and they were ages 27 to 72.
What would you like to accomplish with Bride Pride this summer?
This year, the ceremony and the event has taken for us a little bit of a political turn. It's still all about love. But in the face of the new administration, in the face of the world as we know it today, we really have chosen love as our weapon of choice. And we'd love to have Provincetown become known as a place to get married any time of year.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about love. We're certainly, there's a little bit of a political statement that we're trying to make, certainly, given the current administration and 2017 turning out to be a banner year for anti-LGBT discrimination. So we just want to really stick love out as far as it can go. So we're just on the hunt for women.
That runs right into the next thing that I'd like to talk to you about, our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration.
I think that our nation is just really divided. And the LGBTQIAK, whatever it is, community, I think for years they felt their own division within a country. Now we're more divided after we've come together, and it has felt, even under the Obama administration, I feel like promises were made to people and promises were kept to people. And now I feel like with this administration that it was just a play and it was just a lie. Not that we were lied to by the previous administration, but everything is just getting blown up. And no matter what fight we've fought and no matter how strong we've become, I feel like it's really hard to predict a really solid future right now. And so I think that We need to vote with our feet. We need to stand up and take a stand and be heard and be strong. Allie read an article the day after the election that Donald Trump would be the great unifier. It was an article written by Eve Ensler, and at first did a double take on the title, but when you read through it, it was all about how people would come together, that we'd be heard, we'd work together, we'd march together. I mean, that's ultimately what happened. I don't think the article said to march, but that this would just boil up and people would work together and come together, and that's what's happening.
I think people need to, there's so many reasons to be distracted. Every day there are half a dozen to a dozen crises or things that are upsetting to read about in the news. And I certainly read the news every day. And I have to remind myself not to get distracted, but to move forward. And I believe we need to move forward together and not to be divisive amongst ourselves, but really to come together. And I feel that that has happened even more than in the past, that perhaps this administration has woken people up. Not that I would have wanted this to be the reason for people to wake up, but it has brought people together and like moving together strong.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
I would ask them, as difficult as it might be, to remember that the world is much bigger than where they are right now, and to reach out as much as they can within their community and to pay attention to the world around them. There are so many of us that have experienced, particularly older gay and lesbian people who have experienced what younger kids might be experiencing for the first time with the advent of gay marriage and what seemed like a stream of positive moves for the LGBTQ community. Younger people might not have been aware of how it was before. So as somebody that got kicked out of the house when I came out and had a really difficult time, I didn't have that many places to turn, but there's so many places now for kids to turn, to go to LGBT centers and just reach out.
One thing I'd like to add, the beneficiary of percentage of the proceeds from Bride Pride is the True Colors Fund, Cindy Lauper's organization. And they work to end LGBT youth homelessness. 40% of all youth homeless are LGBT just because of
who they are.
They got kicked out of their homes. And we feel a place in our heart for the True Colors Fund. We have a beautiful home here, and this is a secondary vacation home for many people and supplemental housing. And we thought, you know what? Let's give back to people who don't have that. So we're sensitive to these young kids, and we like knowing that we're doing something for them.
How can people get information about Bride Pride?
Well, we have a website, bridepridepetown.com. And there you can find every question and every answer known to womankind about marrying in Provincetown on July 22nd at the Pilgrim Monument.
What other projects are you working on?
We are running our bed and breakfast, Rue. We are open year-round. And while that's not a project, it's a labor of love. Because we're serial entrepreneurs, we tend to get involved in a lot of other projects. So right now, we are streamlined to working on Bride Pride. We are working on marketing and booking ideas for year-round vacationing here in Provincetown, not only for Rue to come stay with us, but we're working on ideas and assisting the Provincetown Business Guild, now called the Guild. Allie is a board member, and it's kind of like a gay chamber here in Provincetown, so we're always noodling different ideas on how to get more gay and lesbian people into town.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
With regard to Bride Pride, when I think about your question, I'd love for people to, and we've been asked the question, why Provincetown? Can't people get married anywhere now? And I love to share with people that while you can get married anywhere now, it is the law of the land. It's not always comfortable or easy to do so. And we were reminded of that when women came from all over the country, particular states where it's really not comfortable. And they share their stories with us. So I think people forget sometimes that in this beautiful bubble that we happen to live in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and in the Northeast, there are still places in the country where they wouldn't have what they had here with the whole town coming out to cheer them on as they married.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
We do, and it's the same. We say grace and ease with all things, so it reminds us to be mindful that whatever presents itself, we take it with grace and ease, to not get stressed out, and have things in perspective, and just remember what I'm grateful for.